And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 8th of July, 2025. July 8th is National Blueberry Day. Blueberries are perennial flowering plants native to North America. The berry's color ranges between blue and purple. Blueberries are one of the only fruits that are naturally blue. This is due to a pigment called anthocyanin. Blueberries lower cholesterol levels, promote heart health, and reduce DNA damage, fight aging and cancer, improve brain function, and work against diabetes. July 8th is also Be a Kid Again Day. Immerse yourself in your childhood memories and favorite childhood activities. This special day is about taking a break from being an adult and going back to being the carefree kid you once were. The purpose of the day is to live these 24 hours to the fullest, without stressing about the future. Let out that joyful, innocent kid that's still there in all of us. Society demands adults behave seriously and let go of anything that may be childlike. Psychology, on the other hand, says a youthful attitude is the key to happiness. You are as old as you feel, and still knowing how to indulge your inner child once in a while can actually have a positive impact on your vitality. The subject of positive psychology was studied in 2014, and a paper published in the American Journal of Lifestyle Medicine concluded that maintaining a positive attitude reduces anxiety and depression. Today, remember to retain your innocence and laugh a lot. Kids let their imaginations go wild while playing, drawing, writing, or telling a story. Children always expect the best from everyone and are extremely trusting. When's the last time you sprinted or did a crab walk, jumped on a trampoline, ran through a sprinkler, or just laid down under a tree? Today is a good day to do something you loved doing as a kid. The release of Cow documentary was on this day in 2021. Cow is a British documentary film by Andrea Arnold, revolving around the life of a dairy cow. The film, shot in cinema verite style, portrays the life of a female dairy cow called Luma at Park Farm in Kent, England. Andrea Arnold wanted the audience to see the cow with real feelings, as well as show the aliveness of a non-human animal. Production took place over the course of several years. Arnold said, "Our relationship with the millions of non-human lives we use is very much a part of our existence. I made Cow to invite engagement with that." Cow has received critical acclaim. A review in New Scientist described it as moving and uncomfortable. And here's a meditation for today, remembering the child's love of animals. Bring awareness to the physical body. Begin to observe the quality of the breath. What are your first memories of animals? Lying down on the floor next to a dog? The robin on the tree branch outside the window? The surprisingly soft nose of the horse? The cat sunning herself on the porch? The nursing calf? The warm smell when you buried your face in your animal's fur? Examining the dead chipmunk on the side of the road and being astonished at the perfect little paws, the perfect face, the soft, shiny, multicolored fur? What are your first memories of animals? And do you remember being told fish don't feel pain? That cows and horses have such thick skin, the spurs and the ear tags and the whips don't hurt them? Were you told animal brains are so small they don't even have their own thoughts? Being told God made them for us to kill, the image of God on earth has every right to hurt and destroy. But the child knows in his or her heart that each animal is someone, never something. The child knows that the animal's eyes see, their noses smell, their mouths taste, their ears hear, their skin feels. The child understands that their animals know them, recognize them, are thrilled to see them, and trust them. And then, did you experience your first broken heart when your animal friend died? You couldn't stop crying for days. You noticed the grown-ups around you barely shed a tear. Do you remember the shock of the violent sound and recoil of the firing hunting rifle, the violent puncture of the fish hook? You realize these are what we use on the bodies of soft animals. And gradually, did you, a child, abandon what you knew in your heart and adopt the attitudes of the trusted grown-ups around you? If only every child was taught to trust their heart. Trust your heart. A meditation remembering the child's love of animals. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every child is born vegan.